Hello and welcome. I'm Gary Scheib. Thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. And there is a disease out there that affects tens of thousands of Americans, pancreatic cancer. The leading research foundation for pancreatic cancer is the Hirschberg Foundation. And our guest today, Lisa Manheim, has been raising awareness and research dollars to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. Lisa, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I'm glad to have you because coming up soon here in Seattle, like I said in the introduction, you've been raising research dollars, but awareness too. Kind of a new event here in Seattle, but you've done it elsewhere. Not only are you the executive director for the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research, but a co-founder of a cool event called the Tour de Peer, which is one of those mechanisms to get us all learn more about pancreatic cancer, right? So that's coming up soon. Give us the details on that, and then we'll jump into a whole bunch of background, I guess.
Fantastic. Well, we are so excited to bring the first annual Tour de Peer to Lake Union Park on Saturday, September 14th. It's an outdoor stationary cycling event. We say it's a unique cancer fundraiser that takes stationary cycling outdoors. And it started 7 years ago in Manhattan Beach in Southern California on the Manhattan Beach Pier and Strand and has been growing each and every year. We've raised over $7 million. So we are thrilled to be taking it to a new city for the first time. And Seattle seemed like the perfect place for us to come.
Yeah, that sounds really, this is unique, I'm guessing. This is kind of like a bike ride-a-thon, except nobody gets anywhere. We're stationary bikes, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what we've learned makes it such an incredible high-energy event. For 20 years down in L.A., I have, 22 years now, put on one of L.A.'s most beloved 5Ks, I will say. It's called the L.A. Cancer Challenge, and it's a Halloween 5K, and it's those events are great because, you know, everybody comes and you start at the start line and off you go and you say your few words and then everybody goes, often does their race and then crosses the finish line. But at the Tour de Peer, we've got stationary bikes parked, you know, placed in an outdoor setting, and we get to be together for all 5 hours of the ride, listening to incredible music, being inspired by amazing stories, being in the outdoors, you know, looking at the beautiful view, and knowing that we're all coming together to, you know, raise awareness and raise a lot of funds. So it's a really unique event in that way. We're bringing 200 bikes to stationary cycling bikes to Seattle, and they'll be parked literally right on the edge of Lake Union Park, looking out at Lake Union.
Yeah.
And there's a big main stage where we'll have our instructors and celebrity riders and honorary riders leading 5 one-hour sessions. So the way it works, if I can explain, is that...
Yeah, yeah. It sounds so different. I need to hear some details because I can't... I'm almost picturing this, but keep going. I like this. So there's somebody up front, right? We're not just our own pedaling.
Yes,
leaders.
Which is a beautiful thing because it's a non-competitive event. It is really just a party on wheels. So what happens is you would register to reserve a bike. And a bike, you can either ride for all 5 hours by yourself, but most people don't do that. It's 5 one-hour sessions, so most people will reserve a bike. They become a team captain. They name their bike. And then they get 4 friends to sign up along with them, and those 5 people become a team.
Ah.
And then each person on the team rides for one of the sessions. Each session is taught by a different instructor. We're partnering with Flywheel, which has it's an incredible fitness company that has a few studios in the Seattle area and one not far from Lake Union. So we're working with their instructors and bringing up our national spin instructor from Southern California, PK, to finish up the ride. So that's sort of how it works. Everybody you go in teams of 5, and what happened in Los Angeles is that it started where you'd have five people ride, but then those five people grew to 10 people and 15 people and so on. And now we have teams of 15, 20 bikes clustered together, and that whole team is now riding together to raise money for our cancer charities.
Boy, that's awesome. This sounds so cool. Just to watch, it sounds like it'll be fun. So you get a stage up front. You get in these bicycles, I'm guessing in big rows and columns or something, to get 200
exactly.
of them. That's going to look pretty cool. And
really
then you've got a stage up there with somebody giving us words of inspiration while we're pedaling. Is that what...
That's incredible music matched with inspirational stories and celebrity riders on top of that. We started in our SoCal event because so many athletes live in the Manhattan Beach area. We really immediately from the first year had a lot of support from local athletes and Olympians, especially including Kerry Walsh Jennings. And NBA players like Steve Nash, we've had Gene Simmons from KISS, George Lopez has been there the last couple years. So all of our celebrity riders will come and be up on stage and participate during one of the hours. And there are also honorary riders. Those are people who've either... are battling cancer or who are fighting for a loved one battling cancer, and we share their story at the event, and they provide inspiration and, you know, remind us why we're all there,
yeah,
spinning in the sunshine.
And by the way, so I'll tell folks right now, I've seen a little video you guys have made of past events, and it really is kind of cool to look at. So I can't wait to see this here at Lake Union, which is a beautiful park for people who can't picture this part of Seattle. It's so different than it used to be years ago. That whole area of South Lake Union has been so tidied up over the last several years since Amazon and Paul Allen have been down there refurbishing and regrowing that area. So that park at Lake Union is just beautiful with the Mohai there and the Center for Wooden Boats, and it's just a gorgeous place to spend a Saturday afternoon. Saturday, September 14th. Is the inaugural Tour de Pierce Seattle, and you're looking to do this all the time. Like as you said, inaugural, so you hope to do this every year. You've been doing it in Southern California how many times now?
This is 7 years. We just completed our seventh year, and yes, we're hoping that everyone in Seattle just loves the event and it continues to grow. And we're really excited that we've partnered with the Virginia Mason Cancer Institute up there to provide our local connection, and they're doing incredible work there. They're Virginia Mason's organizing all the volunteers for the event, as well as helping us on multiple facets. And it also benefits the Uncle Cory Foundation for Brain Cancer Research, which is our partner down here in Los Angeles as well with the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. So we're touching on brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, and then via the Virginia Mason Cancer Institute, all cancers. So really, in the past, we've shared stories about everything from lung, brain, eye cancer, you name it. We've been able to support multiple cancers at this one event.
That's awesome,
really,
Lisa.
Also a unique thing.
Yeah, we're talking with Lisa Mannheim. She is the co-founder of the Tour de Pierre, and Seattle's going to have its first Tour de Pierre coming up September 14th at Lake Union. I guess I want to talk about then the research that's needed. I mean, people don't... Here's what I know about the pancreas before, you know, you start talking about pancreatic cancer. Well, it makes insulin so that we don't have diabetes, so... I don't know a whole lot more about the pancreas. Can you tell us about the why? Why we're doing this? We're raising money and awareness. A lot of people don't realize how bad pancreatic cancer is. I mean, there's not any real early symptoms, right? Once people get it diagnosed, it's almost too late. Is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty much people don't often think about their pancreas until they have problems with their pancreas.
Yeah.
And most people don't know where it is or what it looks like. It's inside your, it's part of the gastrointestinal system. And the symptoms of pancreatic cancer are things that are symptoms that could go along with a variety of other conditions. Symptoms like back pain, nausea, can lead to jaundice. And a lot of times when people have back pain or nausea, they're not thinking about getting screened for pancreatic cancer, and they'll go through a variety of other tests, you know, for everything from, you know, I hurt myself, you know, exercising, to maybe I ate something, you know, wrong that night. So eventually when people get their doctor, they do find that it's pancreatic cancer. The results, the statistics can be very devastating. It's one of the fastest cancer killers. It's more than 53,000 people are going to be diagnosed this year, and the average life expectancy is around 6 months after diagnosis. So early detection remains elusive, and it's really it's definitely a devastating disease. All cancer is devastating, but particularly pancreatic cancer is a tough one. And we've been fighting and making steps towards progress for the last 22 years. We know now things that we didn't know, that pancreatic cancer can be caused by people who are obese, diabetics, smokers. So there are a lot of things that we've learned about who gets it, and a lot of research being done that we fund not only at our home base, which is at UCLA here in Los Angeles, but at institutions around the world. And there's also incredible work in pancreatic cancer being done at Virginia Mason as well. So it's a tough disease, but we've got, you know, we have lots of stories to celebrate. We have many survivors who are long-term. We had an event recently, a symposium for our patients, where we bring them all together with doctors and educate them on the latest findings and everything from nutrition and mental health support to, you know, really what's happening in the field of cancer research. And we had upward of 40 survivors, many who are in, you know, 10 years or more. So there's definitely some positive stuff out there. Alex Trebek's currently battling pancreatic cancer, the host of Jeopardy, and he's brought some incredible awareness to the disease and a really positive, you know, his fight is going very well. So that's all good for us in the battle against this disease.
We are talking this morning with Lisa Manheim from the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research, and they are sponsoring the inaugural Tour de Pier Seattle Saturday, September 14th. I guess it's early in the morning, 8 o'clock. People need to be there because, like you said, it's 5 one-hour sessions of riding that stationary bike. Gosh, that sounded real fun. How can people sign up and get involved? Because you've described this as so important, and there's so much more research, it sounds like, needs to be done because, like you said, early detection is not happening just yet. How do people sign up and how do they get involved?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. First of all, we have our website, which is seattletourdepierre.com, TOURDEPIERR.com. And the thing that I want everybody listening to know who is interested in riding is that the time to register is now. This isn't one of those events where you can just show up on the day of.
Good point,
You need to hop on that website and click reserve a bike. And you then, once you reserve a bike, you pay your registration fee, then you send out your bike link to 4 friends and ask them to register as well. And together, once you've hit 5 people, you've filled your bike and you're ready to go. Now, we thought in the very first Tour de Pier, we thought, well, people are just going to come and ride there 1 hour. But what we found is that, no, everybody loves Tour de Pier, and they love being part of the energy. And every hour, as I mentioned earlier, every hour has a different instructor with a different theme in the fight against cancer, and with different music and different entertainment that goes along during those hours. With lots of celebrity athletes and participation from groups down in L.A. We've had every sporting team has participated. The Lakers, the Chargers, our soccer teams are both participated. So we're working to get all of Seattle's incredible sports teams out to participate and connecting with them. So what I was getting at is that it's a five-hour event. You're only riding for 1 hour, or you can ride more than 1 hour, but it's so fun that the whole day goes by so quickly because of, as I said, incredible music. You know you're out there for a great cause. You're in the fresh air. You're doing good. You're feeling good. It's such a special day, and we're really hoping that everyone in Seattle embraces it in the way that the folks in Manhattan Beach have.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of them. So sign up as soon as you can, because like you said, there's only going to be 200 slots right now, right?
Yeah, 200 bikes.
That, oh, go ahead.
Times five, so 1,000 people riding, we're hoping for.
That would be awesome. Now, a few basics, because what if I've never ridden a stationary bike or been in a spin class? I mean, do I have to know something special about this?
Oh, that's what's so great about this event is, no, you do not ever have to have ridden a spin bike. It's a completely non-competitive event. And the way spinning works is, you know, you hop on your bike, you can bring your tennis shoes or your spin shoes. We have different pedals for the bikes. And we have people who help you set up your bike. But you control, when you're on a spin bike, you control the how much resistance you have on your bike. So you can just keep the resistance down and cruise along the whole time, sort of like dancing in place. And if you want to challenge yourself, you crank up that resistance. And so it's really, you can get a great workout 100%. There are people who are sweating at Tour de Pair, and then they're are others who are just cruising in place, so to speak. And yeah. Everybody, regardless of whether their resistance is up or down, they're all smiling. It's an all-smiles kind of day.
That's pretty cool.
With a few tears thrown in.
Yeah, so I don't have to be in the perfect bicycle riding shape, but
no.
The guy right beside me might have ridden bicycles and stationary bikes for years and years. And
yes.
The bike can adjust to suit either of our skill level.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, cool. And then let me ask this. You mentioned a few tiers, so there must be something special going on. You talked about survivors there. And people must talk about, I don't know, honoring a loved one. Is that why some people probably ride?
Yeah,
tell us some of the special things that go on at an event like this.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So many of our teams tend to be formed either by companies that want to bring their employees together for a team building or because they're a sponsor of the event. And then the other big group of teams is really teams that are riding in honor or in memory of a loved one. And those teams often will either create a T-shirt for a loved one or bring balloons or a poster. We've got lots of pictures of the ways that different people have chosen to honor their loved one at Tour de Pair. And we have some teams from Manhattan Beach that are going to be some of our favorite teams, love Tour de Pair so much that they're heading up to Seattle to help bring that energy up there. So there's great examples on the website of how you can honor a loved one, lots of images that show different ways to do that.
And, again, that website, SeattleTourDePair.com. And then, of course, you must have a Facebook and Twitter and Instagram presence as well. With Tour de Pair in there.
Yeah, we do. Facebook.com/TourDePair. And we're on Instagram and Twitter. And we're really blessed with incredible 7 years of great photographs and lots of fun videos on our website. So we encourage people to check that out, and you can really get a feel for the event. We also, I didn't mention that we have a lot of teams that will dress in costume.
Oh.
Well, so, yeah, we have some crazies who come out, and I heard that people in Seattle love to dress in costume.
They absolutely do.
Yeah. We are really looking forward to seeing how crazy some.
Some teams get into these thematic things around and some of the events around town, whether it's a public parade or whether it is one of these beautiful fundraisers that, that have real meaning for people. And yeah, you're going to be you're going to enjoy that, Lisa, when you come to town for the Tour de Pier Seattle. I guess I want to also talk about going back to the disease itself and how much money, I mean, that this is for this pancreatic cancer research. How much money are you hoping to raise? I mean, can this event, this is the first one here in Seattle, but how much money can stuff like this generate?
Yeah, good question. Well, our first year in Manhattan Beach, we raised $250,000. So we set that as our same goal for Seattle.
Wow.
And the proceeds get divided amongst the three charities that I mentioned, the Virginia Mason Cancer Institute, the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer, and the Uncle Corey Foundation for Brain Cancer. But this last year in Manhattan Beach, we raised $1.5 million. The momentum and enthusiasm for the event in Los Angeles just continues to skyrocket. So we're hoping that that we reach our goal in Seattle and that, like we said, it's just the start of a similar love affair that locals in the South Bay have had with the event down here.
And, gosh, I kind of want to keep – I like both of the sides of this talk we're having today, both the event, the tour to peer, but I also want just learning so much about a disease that a lot of people don't know enough about. And as you have raised these millions now, what does – I don't know, is it too early to say? Research sometimes takes a long time. Is there anything on the horizon? Can we see any gains that research has helped out with pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can speak specifically to what the Hirschberg Foundation is doing and where the funds go. As I mentioned earlier, our majority of our work is conducted at UCLA, but we fund research grants called seed grants throughout the globe, and we've been doing this for the last 15 years. And what a seed grant is, to those who don't know, it's startup funding for a researcher who wants to get some data so that he can then go to NIH or NCI, the National Cancer Institute, or the National Institute of Health, to get some serious funding. So if you want to be able to get a grant from NIH or NCI, you have to have proven yourself, you have to have published your research, and you have to have obviously conducted research. Well, you can't do that without funding. So that's where we are. We're trying to, for the last 15 years, we've been trying to fund promising research in the hopes that it would lead to greater funding from the NIH, and we have been extremely successful with that. Some of the things that have come out of our seed grant funding include some early detection tests that are in development, such as a saliva test. How incredible would that be to be able to, swipe your saliva at your dentist's office and figure out, you know, if you've got pancreatic cancer. To studies on fructose and glucose, to some studies on some drug developments. When we started 22 years ago, there was really only one drug option with chemotherapy, and so now there are more options, a variety of combinations. So there are promising things happening all the time, and not nearly as fast as we would like, but, you know, we're not the researchers. We're just the ones who are raising the money and getting the word out and, you know, entrusting our efforts into the brightest minds in the field of pancreatic cancer research.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that, because that's really the important part of this whole thing, is getting those dollars to those researchers. And man, when they make a corner, and that's what's so cool about medicine in these days, is that when it's a corner gets turned, man, you can really see some development and some beautiful life-changing things for some people. Hey, before we go, we're going to run out of time before too long. We're talking with Lisa Manheim, co-founder of Tour de Pier and the executive director at the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Research. Lisa, I don't know, are you able to, you talked about in L.A. this event's been going on for a long time, and celebrities. Have you got any, I don't know if you can tease us out enough, or have you got anything confirmed yet with celebrities that are going to be here in Seattle in September? Or am I just kind of hopeful of trying to...
We have lots of things cooking, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready to reveal anything yet. But
I see. I get it. We have lots of things cooking.
Yeah, but I can assure you that we've been reaching out to everyone from the Seahawks to the Sounders, you name it, and the response has been great thus far. So we're hoping to have some really exciting news to share. We just had. This morning, we're fortunate enough to share a video that was recorded by Rob Stone and Alexi Lalas, who are the Fox commentators at the World Cup, the Women's World Cup in Paris, France.
Oh, fun.
Those guys both happen to be big fans of Tour de Pierre and shared a message for Sounders fans and Seattle folks about Tour de Pierre. So that's on that got shared on our Facebook page, and would love for y'all to listen to their message. It was really exciting for us that they would take the time all the way from Paris to share that video message with everybody.
Boy, that's really cool. That's a great drop in. Yeah. Hey, Lisa, I really enjoyed our time today, and I can't wait for September to get here, September 14th at Lake Union Park. So people need to register now, though, to get involved in the Tour de Pierre Seattle. And again, that website is kind of just like it sounds, seattletourdepierre.com, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And the Manhattan Beach event sells out every year, so we're hoping that Seattle's going to do the same, which is why we're encouraging everybody to get onto the website. Now, it takes a little while to get your teammates, you know, all lined up and registered, so we want to make sure everybody's in the know and has their bike saved for them.
Good point. And then generally, for people to find more out about pancreatic cancer, pancreatic.org is a good source on the web, right?
Absolutely. That's our website. And, we encourage people to learn more about pancreatic cancer at the website. I also wanted to share that if you aren't able to ride but just want to come down and experience the Health and Fitness Expo that is going to be taking place at Tour de Pierre Seattle, we invite everybody. It's free to come down and experience the expo and just witness history in Seattle fundraising events, we hope.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a cool deal here, raising money at the same time and just an outdoor fun time, I think it sounds like. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. We are all out of time already. We have been talking today with Lisa Manheim, co-founder of the Tour de Pierre and executive director at the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. The Tour de Pierre at Seattle is coming up Saturday, September 14th at Lake Union Park. Hey, thank you so much, Lisa, for your time today, and best of luck. I hope you guys raise lots of money for pancreatic cancer research.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, you can find it on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts within a few days. Just search Spotlight with Gary Scheip. I am Gary Scheip. Thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.